1490 WGCH, WGCH.com anywhere. WGCH Sioux Center time is 8:21. Third Thursday of each month, we get our Greenwich Real Estate Report with the Greenwich Association of Realtors. Executive Vice President Stacy Lowe on vacation, so I'm joined by 2025 GAR President Brian Amon and past President BK Bates. Good morning, Brian, and welcome back, BK. How are you guys doing today?
Good morning, Tony.
Great,
good.
You.
How are you?
I'm doing okay. All right. Who wants to give us the numbers of single-family home sales? Looks like it was pretty good in the month of July compared to last year. Go ahead, Brian.
Yeah. I'll give you some of the numbers. It was another strong month, and it was 72 sales in July versus 60 in 2024, which is a nice increase. But we saw our median sales price go up as well. That was at $3.5 million for our median sales price versus 3.1, which is a 12.5% increase over 2024. Days on market was almost commensurately down, right down to 50 days on the market versus 69, which is a 30% decrease in the days on market. New inventory, unfortunately was lighter. We had only 39 new homes in July versus 58 in 2024, which is down by a third as well. So inventory at the end of the month was 118 units, which is down. We had 190 last July. And right now, as of currently, I believe BK pulled this earlier, at 105 houses as of today versus even the 118 from a couple weeks ago.
All right. BK, give us some your analysis of this. What are you seeing out on the street, and what do you make of these numbers?
I think it's a continued story of reduced inventory and a strong sales market. People looking for houses. A lot of buyers out there, and we just need more houses to come on the market.
What's causing this?
I think it's been interest rates. We had so many houses sell during COVID, and not as many people motivated to sell. Higher interest rates cost you more to sell your house. A lot of home fixing up going on, and fewer people wanting to move, unfortunately.
I guess people like where they are. Is that right?
Yeah, they do.
Yeah. I mean, it's like a stabilization of this time. How does 72 seems like a pretty strong number, especially during the month of August, which I'm guessing is not really a traditionally strong month for housing sales, is it?
No.
It's usually the slower time.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Yeah. Go ahead, BK. After you.
It's usually a slower time except for those who definitely have a reason to move, whether their child got into private school or they've had a job change or they got a deal in their house and they're ready to move. So I'm actually saying it's stronger than I can remember in that a lot of people looking, but still tough to buy a house right now because there are fewer choices.
All right. Brian, give us some of the numbers on the condominium co-op sales.
Well, the co-op, condo co-op market, it's very similar, I would say, year over year. We had 15 sales versus 19, which is down. The median sales price year over year is relatively flat, about 1.1. New homes, new condos and co-ops to the market is also the same. The inventory, though, is up 41 versus 34. And as you can tell, I mean, this is just very small sample sizes. It doesn't take much of a move of only, a number of seven. Difference year over year in the inventory to push things 20% increase in inventory there. But it's stable as well. It's doing well. It's healthy. I think the single family market obviously was most interest lies, but that's what the condo market looks like. Still doing well.
All right, guys, what section of town seems to be doing the best right now?
Brian? BK. No, BK, what do you think?
I would say in July, we had a lot of sales in Greenwich. So I would say Greenwich is probably doing the best, but historically, all of them have done well. Costco had more sales than usual. Old Greenwich Riverside are highly sought after. So I'd say the whole market's pretty strong.
Mm-hmm. Brian?
Yeah, I agree. There really hasn't been any one standout. There's obviously the seasonality to the whole market, but you haven't seen necessarily any one segment kind of jump out significantly enough beyond the numbers to say, this is hotter or that's kind of cooled off. I feel like people are just happy to find a home wherever they can. And it almost gets to where are people selling the most rather than where is the most interest, where are people putting the houses on the market because, if you get it out there and you price it somewhat right, you're going to have a lot of interest, period. So everything is strong across the board.
You know, we kind of mentioned the holding pattern. Here are folks waiting, like the Fed's meeting next month, may lower interest rates, maybe lower mortgage rates. Are they kind of waiting on that?
What do you think? Because I haven't seen people necessarily waiting on it. I feel like, you know, even these July numbers, if you go back, talk about the financial impacts. April, we had a very, you know, tumultuous month with tariffs and all these unpredictable things. So these houses that you're seeing now were contracted in May. So these are people who were buying things on the heels of some rocky, you know, financial news, and that didn't scare them off. So I don't feel like people are necessarily waiting for rates to move too much. I do think, and I would see if BK sees differently, but I feel like, yes, sellers, more inventory would come to the market if we had rates come down. But buyers are motivated, and they're there to kind of purchase no matter what, I think, in my opinion.
BK, we'll have you have the final say on that one. Go ahead.
Well, I agree. You know, I mean, it's tough to be a buyer because with low inventory, you get into multiple bids and a lot of competition. I don't think interest rates are affecting buyers as much. I think they probably have accepted where we are. We're down a little bit from our highest. So I don't think that is affecting buyers. I do think it is affecting sellers, however.
All right. All right. Well, we're getting to the end of the summer, and we'll see what things look like for the August numbers when we have you guys back in September. BK, good to talk to you once again. Appreciate you coming back. Brian, always good to talk to you. Talk next month.
Pleasure's mine. Thank you, Tony. Have a good day. Thank you, everyone.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
That's our Greenwich Real Estate Report. We get it on the third Thursday of each month at this time, right here on 1490 WGCH and WGCH.com anywhere.